Denver and the Mile High Orchestra, Winter Wonderland. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Weather forecast, mostly cloudy today. Windy, cold. There is a chance of a flurry or two. High 39. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Windy, low 28. Friday, sunny. High 36. Saturday, sunny. High 33. Sunday, partly sunny. High 34. Currently, it's 29.
Did you see how Tina was paying attention to you doing the weather?
My right eye side-eyed her.
She's very interested. And that our friends Jen, Tina, and Tasha are with us this morning there with Gifts That Give Hope. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So much fun to have you guys here.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Bringing lots of cheer. Jen Knepper is coordinator for Gifts That Give Hope. And Jen, it's this Saturday. You have a lot going on, but I understand that it's the 70th year since the Declaration of Human Rights, and that plays in with a lot of what you're doing this Saturday. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, the Declaration was originally signed in 1948 on December 10th. And so when we moved the gift fair to December, we really wanted to incorporate that more. And so we have a scavenger hunt that we align the various articles with the nonprofits and some of the work that they're doing. So kids can do the scavenger hunt, and then when they finish it, they get a free book that pertains to human rights in some capacity.
So you guys are at the Farm and Home Center, so kind of tell us, if I walk in the door at the Farm and Home Center Saturday, what am I going to experience?
So you walk in, first you'll see, to your right, you'll see Lisa with the kids cookie break, and then right near that will be the table with the scavenger hunts and the books, so you can learn more about that. And then when you walk into the auditorium, that's where all the nonprofits and the food will be. And then there's a separate room where all the marketplace vendors are, which Tasha will tell us about her work, but, you know, fair trade and social enterprise kind of organizations.
Very cool. If folks want to get more information, they can visit you online before Saturday.
Yes, at giftsthatgivehope.org/Lancaster.
And do you have the list of all the nonprofits and all the fair trades and everything you're working there?
And the food. So we always say to come hungry because it's a lot of amazing food vendors.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity to pick up Christmas gifts for friends and family, but also a great opportunity to support our community and what's being done.
Yes.
Very cool. And with us this morning, Tina Campbell is with us. Good morning again to you, Tina.
Good morning.
So at Saturday at Gifts That Give Hope, you guys are going to have a booth. And tell us a little bit about all the different organizations you're working with.
Yeah. So we will have a booth there in the nonprofit section. But as I mentioned earlier, we work with for-profit companies. And so about half of the vendors, both food and merchant vendors, are people that we have worked with. So we really try to focus on training. We do some financing for businesses that are starting up and also some existing businesses. And then we also work with social enterprises, so really businesses that are focused on having some sort of social or environmental impact baked into the mission of their business. So not making money and giving it away, but actually doing it through the mission of their business. And Tasha can talk a little bit more about that.
I love that you said baked into their mission. That's a great terminology. Yeah. So tell us about some of the organizations that will be there Saturday that you are working with.
Yeah, sure. So speaking of baking, I think Stroopy's is going to be there.
Nice.
If you don't know Stroopy's, you need to come. They're baking them fresh, I believe, that day, so you're going to be able to smell them, which is just a wonderful
Amazing.
Smell when you come in.
I smell them now, actually.
I want to.
Yeah, lots of other food vendors. I think Bridge Possible is going to be there. They won our social enterprise pitch in 2017. Revolution is going to be there. Tasha can talk more about that. Lush Bazaar, which just opened up a retail shop in downtown Lancaster. She'll be there as well. Imagine Goods was in our social enterprise pitch last year. So a lot of different great organizations.
So it's a great opportunity to support local business, too.
Yes.
Cool. Tasha Ningerville is with us. She's with Revolution. And Tasha, you told us earlier that you're working with women who are homeless, who need encouragement, who need a job, who need just a lot of help and direction. How did that get started? What was the idea behind that?
Yeah, so our founders, I'm not one of the original founders, but our founders originally started volunteering at the women's shelter in the winter at the YWCA. And they found that when they showed up and they were volunteering and just being with the women, that a lot of the women, it was the first time they had had positive physical touch. It was the first time they had had a conversation with someone. They really just spent time painting nails, doing hair, talking and listening. And in Lancaster, I think we have a really, really large amount of services for people that are going through homelessness. But we don't maybe have a lot of community-centered things that kind of touch on that part of that process. And so we really wanted to create an atmosphere where, yes, they may be getting all of their basic needs met through the homeless shelters, but maybe having a space to have that positive community and for just us to show up consistently, them to show up consistently, and that it's not us for them or us versus them, but it's all women and recognizing our shared humanity within that.
And so you guys get together, you talk, you encourage one another, but you also make jewelry that helps the ladies make some money.
Yes, yeah. So we come up with a process to make all the jewelry. No one has to come with any sort of training. We do the training there in workshop, and then we pay them cash per piece that they make. So we have about 18 different pieces right now. Some of it works with leather. Some of it is hand stamped, which Tina is repping
today.
Yeah,
Tina's wearing some there. So they always put words on there that have meaning to them on a lot of the jewelry.
Yeah, a lot of the jewelry there is. We pick different words. Worthy, love, journey is one of our big words, that we're just a stepping stone on their journey, that this isn't a place. And that's why we say experiencing homelessness as well, because we don't consider them homeless women. This is a process. It's a step in their story. It's their transition. And if we can be whatever stepping stone we can be in that process is what we want to be.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I would think for the wearer, you feel like you're taking some of that with you as well.
Yes. And our goal is to really connect the consumer to the maker.
Yeah.
And kind of that shared humanity. And so on each of our cards, if you're at the market buying any of our products for your Christmas gifts, it'll always have the name of the maker, their signature. So you can kind of give that and keep it for yourself, or giving that as a gift really, I think, speaks a lot.
I love that. It's a real person.
Yeah.
You know? Making that connection. Gifts That Give Hope is coming up this Saturday. It's at the Farm and Home Center. What time does it start again, Jen?
That's okay. 10 to 4.
10 to 4. Lisa will be there broadcasting live. If you want more information, giftsatgivehope.org/Lancaster. You can get all the information. Farm and Home Center over on Arcadia Road in Lancaster. Ladies, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
We loved having you. Back to the music we go. This is Melody Noel and the